Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. I'm here with producer Jason DeFilippo. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. We're happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, Jason, this one was your idea, and I dig this. The advantages of being an amateur, and this is kind of a cool little example that you accidentally found. Essentially, you don't know what doesn't work if you're an amateur, so you try everything. And this sparks innovation. So I want people to stop looking at being an amateur or a newbie like a disadvantage. And can you give an example to illustrate this? This just happened to you very recently.
Yeah, we had a piece of audio that we were really having a hard time with. And, you know, we sent it to our professional audio engineer. And it was one of those things where he's like, he ran through all of the options that he knew because he's a professional. And he's like, okay, I've got this fixed set of skills that I've developed over 20 years. And if it doesn't fall in this fixed set of skills, it's not going to work. Well, I didn't have those fixed set of skills. So I came into it with a completely open mind saying, how do I fix this? Not like I didn't come in with a toolbox. I came in with a question. And then after a couple hours of tinkering with it, I found the quote unquote magic formula to fix this problem and made it work. And then I sent it off to the expert and he's like, I never thought of that. I should have tried that. So, in, you know, it's one of those things where once you get so ingrained in being a professional and you've done something so many times, the repetition is so great, you kind of get, you know, you those tracks get run into the road. You know, you've got the ruts in the road. And I experienced this when I was a programmer doing the same thing for 20 years. I would give up because I thought, oh, this can't be fixed. But now it's like I'm new to the audio side of things, so I am experimenting and trying over and over again to find new things to do, so I don't have that mindset. So I've got the amateur mind, the playful mind, and I'm always trying to find new things. And it was a real big reminder to me that, oh, don't give up, just keep trying new things.
And I think this is really a fun example because I think for a lot of people, it's very empowering to know that, hey, look, you're new. That doesn't mean you're not going to get it. It's going to take you longer to figure things out initially because you're not familiar with all the little controls, for example, in the audio program. But for you, you went, oh, what if I just strip out all of this particular frequency? And it was like, well, yeah, that worked. Whereas our mastering engineer, who's a genius when it comes to fixing all of these complex problems, he just thought, well, no, that's going to make it sound like crap. That won't help. But actually, that ended up fixing the problem. And it was a very simple solution to a very complex problem. We were about to delete the whole episode, which would have been a damn shame. But instead, it sounded just fine because you ended up removing this inaudible frequency that also removed a bunch of noise.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I just kind of went down the rabbit hole to just try every little single knob and slider. And I read a ton that actually didn't get me to the solution. But in trying to get to the solution, I actually learned a lot more about audio engineering than I never would have beforehand. So I had the double advantage of A, fixing the problem, but also B, I came out of it smarter on a bunch of other stuff that I can use later down the line. But yeah, it's just, you know, don't be afraid to tinker.
Yeah, I love this. Don't be afraid to tinker and stop looking at being new or being an amateur as a disadvantage and start looking at it as an opportunity to view all the problems in that particular field with fresh eyes. In fact, there's a lot of people who say things like, well, you know, this is probably impossible or this just isn't done. And a lot of things you hear on the show, well, this is just not done. Well, part of the reason that this show is so successful is in part because we do a lot of things that are just not done on radio. And I remember that because I used to work in radio at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I started the podcast, went to radio, and we did a lot of things that we do on podcasts on the radio, and it made the show quite popular. And I remember the station manager saying, you know, we just never thought about doing XYZ. And I can't really think of a solid example. And I think part of it was, cross-promoting shows. And it's such a simple idea. And they're like, well, you know, he competes with you in that time slot. And I thought, well, it doesn't really matter because sometimes people are in the mood for pizza and sometimes they're in the mood for Chinese. And if we are introducing people to each other, our fans are going to know one another. And they just thought that was the dumbest idea ever to compete with the show in that time slot. Well, we kept sharing audience with that time slot, and eventually our time slot moved to right after that person's, which was a complete coincidence. And we had this cool continuity of people that had been listening on and off to both shows for years. And now it's standard practice for people to cross-promote shows. Duh. But it wasn't done on radio because it just never was, and so then it never was going to be done. So you can always find these new courses of practice, even as an amateur, that are going to result in big wins for you, big wins for your organization. So don't think just because you don't have the experience, you're not going to be able to bring value. Let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life, especially at work, I think. Tweet at me at The Art of Charm. Let me know how this is working out for you. And don't forget about The Art of Charm Challenge. This will help you connect better with others, create productive personal and business relationships. There's a lot of step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. There's a lot of men and women in there. I mean, thousands in this Facebook group with all of us as the AOC team, helping people move through the challenges. It's great to see the growth going on in there, and there's just a ton of value in there. It's all about drills and exercises and practicals. You can find that at theartofcharm.com/challenge, or you can text AOC, that's AOC, to 38470, 38470, and you can get rocking on that challenge. I would love to see you in that Facebook group, and you can say hi to me once you add me there on Facebook.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to Kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.